got my cup of coffee here. I got God's Word, and I'm fellowshipping with you. I'll tell you what a great way to start off my Sunday. Fred, welcome to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll here with you on this ninth day of July, 2017. Yeah, we are just flying by here in the summer months. Welcome to Sunday Worship. Hey, if you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday Worship is a program that's all about Jesus. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragements. A little bit different than every other program. Every other program can just hit play on a CD player. But no, we not only hit play, but we talk about God's Word, and we find ways to be encouraged and find ways to apply them to our life. And I think you will be blessed here in the next 30 minutes. Got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way here on today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio.
When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz. There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist. The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with bar and dove. Our God is an awesome God. And when the sky was starless in the void of the night, he spoke into the darkness and created the light. Poured out on Sodom, mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Yes, thank you so much for having your radio tuned to Sunday Worship. Friend, how are you? I hope you had yourself a wonderful week. Hope you're having a great weekend. This past weekend, my family and I went out of town. We were down in southern Indiana. We went down to Santa Claus, Indiana, and we got back on Friday. So we're still kind of in that vacation mindset. You know how that is. But it's so good to spend my Sunday here with you, and I came across this the other week, and the author is unknown, but I just sure love the statement and this quote. It kind of puts things back into perspective. It says, "May I never forget on my best day that I still need God as desperately as I did on my worst day."
Treasure that I seek, you are my all. dust in my cross, my shame. Rising again, I bless your name. You were my all in all.
When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. 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 Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
You are our life when death is all around. You are our peace when all else seems to fail. You are our strength when our weakness overcomes. You are, yes, you are. When our world is shaken, when our hope is broken, darkness falls around. Your word speaks truth when we're lost and wandering. You are our God. Above you there's no one else. You are, yes, you are. When our world is shaking, when our hope is broken, you are amazing.
Jesus. We've come to lift up his beautiful, perfect, set-apart name, and that's the sweet name of Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey with you. You can always connect with the program on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. And I'll tell you what, prayer is a conversation between us and God. It's not a formula, but sometimes, though, we may need a method to freshen up our prayer time. And I was reading the other day about the five-finger prayer. And when you fold your hands, the thumb is nearest to you. So begin by praying for those closest to you, which includes your loved ones. The index finger is the pointer. Pray for those who teach, Bible teachers and pastors and those who teach children. The next finger is the tallest. It reminds you to pray for those in authority over you, our nation, local leaders. I know the state of Illinois desperately needs prayer. The fourth finger is usually the weakest. Pray for those who are in trouble or those who are suffering. And then comes your little finger. It reminds you of your smallness in relation to God's greatness. Ask him to supply your needs. Friend, whatever method you use, just be sure to talk to your Heavenly Father.
We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now, 'cause we are standing in his presence on the holy ground.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
His presence, His joy overflows. Hope for the heart, strength for the soul. For in His presence, His joy overflows. Hope for the heart, strength for the soul. Come worship the Lord, feast at His table. Taste of His goodness. Come worship the Lord, for He is able to lift your heaviness. Come worship the Lord, feast at His table. Taste of His goodness. Come worship the
and minds on Jesus today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Yeah, but here we are. It is, already this July the 9th, flying by here in the summer months, that's for sure. And I know lots of sales going on for Christmas in July, this Christmas in July, that. I mean, we see this in newspaper ads. And, you know, our neighbor across the street from where we live, every year for Christmas, they put up a beautiful display of lights, and on the front lawn are the words hope. And to be honest with you, it would be okay if they kept it up year round, because the hope, friend, that you and I have in Christ is for all time. I love this from Psalm 33:22. It says, "Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you." Friend, if you're a child of God and you're out of work, you have hope. If you're struggling as a single parent, you have hope. Friend, if you are on your deathbed, you have hope. If you have Jesus Christ in your life, you truly have hope.
Come just as you are. Hear the Spirit call. Come just as
Isn't this a great song? Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. It's Joey with you, and you can always catch up with me. I'd love to hear from you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. I would love to hear from you. Well, friend, I just want to remind you today, if you're looking for something to do with your family this weekend, I know our kids have been out of school. They've been bored out of their mind. I just encourage you to not only just tell them to clean the house or their room. They won't be bored anymore after you tell them that. That's firsthand experience right there. If you're looking for something to do with your kiddos, your kids and grandkids, I encourage you to take a look at our community calendar at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on events. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up the headphones here for the rest of my Sunday. In the meantime, though, friend, I hope and pray you have yourself a wonderful rest of your Sunday. Just remember, though, that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.